475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
To offer Isaac as a sacrifice, his confidence was in the power of God to raise Isaac from the dead. Maybe there are some things that have died in your life. Things that you held precious or that were valuable. Instead of just becoming bitter or, you know, taking on the never mind. Whatever. No, instead of put your faith in the power, in God's power. Put your faith in the power. Who knows? Have you ever asked God to resurrect someone? Have you asked him? Have you believed? Have you trusted him? Have you meditated in the word long enough to where God could bring something back? Listen, when we cross over, there's going to be a great restoration. As God told David, pursue, you'll overtake and recover all. But as we read earlier, you can't settle in being saved. Sloth with faith. Now there's something that'll work till the cows come home with their hands, but won't work their spirit, won't renew their mind. And they're good workers, they're good people, love God in that, but you can't be slothful in your mind. When God drops a revelation, I said that way, drops a revelation in your drop box. Don't just leave it there. Don't delete it. Grab hold of that rascal. And the first time you read it, it'll be exciting to you. And whoa, you know, you'll be entertained by it. It'll be rich to you. And then maybe next time you read it, next few days, okay, it's not so exciting. There's where faith and patience. Continue to pray. Now, we can't be caught up, I say caught up, in our emotions. It's fun to be emotional from time to time, but you can't live by emotion. First of all, it's too exhausting. Little children live by emotion. You can't live by that. That can't be governing you. Because there are times in your quietness when you have steeled yourself that God says, be still and know. And if you don't steady or stop and quiet those emotions in that and let patience have her perfect work where you are right in the moment. You see, when patience has her perfect work, you are perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Now, you might not have two nickels to rub together, but when you are right there in the spirit realm, you lack nothing. Because the real you, the real blessed you, is just waiting to come on the scene. The you that were you before you were you. The you that were you before you were you. In other words, before the world began. The you that God knows. Amen. The you that will ultimately be for eternity. The you that God is trying to develop in time and space to represent that kingdom, that ecclesia from which we have been called. We are the called out. No, we are called out of a kingdom.
into this earth realm.
We called out of the world. No, we're called into the world. Help us, Holy Ghost. It got real quiet in the middle section. Go ye into all the world. We got to get rid of religious mindsets. Now, we're not of the world, of this system. The war is in conformity versus transformation. We allow the rough edges that are in our life to be sandpapered by a lot of things that happen in this world, not conform us to the world, but rather fashion us more and more into Christ's likeness. That's why we can't act like the world. We can't, you know, an eye for an eye. Ain't nobody gonna have no eyes. You ain't gonna have no eyes. We overcome evil. That's the standard. That's the gold standard. You overcome evil with good. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you soft. Now the world would think that. Oh, I got me one here. That's what they think. But what you are doing, you are protecting your heart. You are not becoming a leaking vessel. You are standing with an immutable God. Your consolation remains strong. And watch how God will go to battle for you. God is that, listen, the psalmist said he will not allow the rod of the wicked to rest upon the righteous, lest they put their hand to wickedness. No, God will come to your rescue quick. When you are really humbled, not humble, but humbled, God comes to your rescue quick. As he does. Because you're carrying something. He has to make sure you are protected. You are his ambassador. In a nation where they mess with the U.S. Embassy, they have started war. This means war. Amen. They better not mess with them ambassadors. You see what happened to Libya? Look at Libya now. It's all covert. These ex-military guys know. What you hear on the news ain't all the news. Your confidence is in his power. Give me Hebrews 10, verse 35 and 36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Build upon it. Build upon it. Which has great recompense of reward. What has great recompense? Your confidence. That's why when we trust in his immutability, that God doesn't change, he gives us strong consolation, because that confidence has great, just being confident has a great recompense. There's reward with confidence. Next verse. For you have, there's that cuss word again. The word cussing in the Bible. For you have need of patience. Tell somebody right now, enjoy the journey. And not because the journey's so smooth, but because you have joy. The journey don't have to be smooth. I got joy. In the midst of what's going to rule? He that is out there, or he the greater one inside of me? That angel will appear to you like it did to Paul when they were in that hurricane. 14 days out of the sea being tossed. Nobody could even eat. Everybody throwing up. Everybody sick. That angel stood next to Paul and said, Paul, fear not. You must also testify in Rome. Let everybody know if they stay in the ship, they'll be saved. So in the midst of it, God will comfort you, will encourage you. Look for that encouragement. And then run into it like a refuge. In spite of, hold on to that word. Tell somebody, hold on to the word. Joseph had been given enough word by God to where he had a coat of many colors, but his brothers took it, put blood on it, threw him in the pit, wanted to kill him, got rid of him, sold him. They didn't know that Joseph had some brothers, the Midianites. That word he had, he held it. He stayed confident. The only time we see him not confident was in the prison. After the butler and the baker, he said, please, tell the Pharaoh when you go before him, I'm not guilty of anything. I'm down here and I've been falsely accused. He lost his confidence. Guess what? 2 years he had to wait until he regained it.
until he regained his focus. He had confidence in Potiphar's house. When he let her take his coat, and when he got put in prison, he prospered in the prison. Because your confidence has great recompense of reward. Some of y'all heard testimony when I lived on the street for 40 days and 40 nights. And went out the place. And when I look in hindsight, the other people that I saw that weren't saved, I was saved, that weren't saved, and the struggles that they had, and the spirits that would get on them and torment them. Even in that, there was a dimension of God's presence and peace and provision. The only time I had any money in them 40 days and 40 nights, I gave blood at a blood bank. 40 days and 40 nights, I started to journal it, and somehow it all got away from me. But on the 12th day, I thought I'd gone crazy. I said, well, what am I doing out here like this? And I'm saved. But after 12 days, everything shifted, and I began to see the relevance of it. Lord, let me know. I want you to sit where some of my people sit, so you can feel what they feel and see how this system totally ignores and even hates even some of my people. And my blood at the time was, and it still is, was so good they shot me twice. They wanted me to come back. I ain't go back. $15 is what I got. That was back, way back. I don't know what they do today. So before somebody know how I went. Somebody say, confidence in his power. Can we get that verse back up? I think, did we finish that verse? For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And what is the will of God? The Lord needs to see something. He's not having pleasure in seeing you suffer or you know, be hurt. No. Any father, you know, you don't want to see your kids, but to see something. It's like a second grader. Teacher has to see that, okay, it's test time. You've been playing around in class all year, throwing stuff, getting time out, the dunce cap sitting in the corner. Now it's test time. And you get a zero on the test. See, you ain't going nowhere. Here, you can't take correction. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying, I'm using that. Or you always got a comeback on somebody. You're highly opinionated, stuck on yourself, haven't died to you. Okay, well, come test time, God is looking. And he's looking for something. It's simple as this. If you will allow yourself to die to yourself. This is why Jacob, after the 28th chapter of Genesis, when he had the experience of the open heaven, he was 20 years before he actually crossed it.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.